Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, February 25th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Have you heard about the new Terra Invest Strategy Discord server Orbital Command spun up? If you're looking for a chill place to chat about different Luna stacking strategies, or looking for some alpha, or if you're trying to find the best UST farms, or even if you just have a quick question you need answered, be sure to stop by TIS and say hi to the Orbital Command gang. Hell, I'm even in there sometimes when I'm not editing hours of CFI spaces. You can find me in that server chatting about NFTs and answering basic Terra Luna questions. The link to the server is in the show notes, and for more information, check out orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the weekly AMA with Loop co-founders. Let's take a listen.
Okay, guys, welcome to this week's AMA. I'm joined by Simon and Tom, co-founders of Loop. We have a great AMA this week for you guys. I know it's been, a fairly rough week in the world in general. Our thoughts go out to everything that's happening overseas. But we're here to, bring you some answers, and we've got your questions. So we're going to start off and go, guys. I know we've had a little bit of a bumpy, couple of weeks, but we've got a lot coming and there's a lot on the pipeline. So what are you looking forward to the most this next coming week or so?
Well, first of all, I'm actually very happy to announce that everyone has been rewarded for the bounty for V2 Designs. We actually had so many good responses that instead of just rewarding the top 10 as planned, I think we rewarded like the top 50. 53 or something. There were that many good ones. So thanks, everyone. Enjoy.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, there's a few things. I think the app is pretty much done, isn't it, right, Simon? Like, we've been playing around with it on test flight for, a few months now, but I'm pretty sure. Has it been submitted to the App Store now for the public release?
Correct.
Yeah, so the Loop mobile app, both Android and iOS, should be out. I mean, hopefully, as long as they get approved by the App Store, they should be out in the next few days or, next week at the latest. The app is really cool. It's really nice to be able to see my whole portfolio inside the app, positions in different on different Terra protocols, not just Loop protocol, but also other protocols as well, thanks to 8board. 8board have given us their API feed, so you can basically see all the same info that you see on 8board inside the app, which is awesome. And also,
Swap is super quick with graphs, is awesome.
Swap's really nice. Like the wallet's really cool. Everything about the app's great. So,
can you touch on how that app ties into kind of our ecosystem as well? Because obviously, some people might think it's just an app, but it's actually very, very important. It plays a key role. What can you say, like, in terms of that playing into our long term vision?
Yeah, definitely. So, like, small things like when you go into the community tab and you log in, it'll stay logged in on the app because it's a trusted piece of the platform and the ecosystem. So, it doesn't automatically log you out for security reasons, like. It does in a browser, as an example. But yeah, everything will tie into the app, just like it will tie into our desktop app and web app coming in the future.
Yeah, so also obviously all the swaps in the app go through the DEX, which is cool. We've got our NFTs coming up at the moment. The NFT is just a placeholder, but you'll be able to see all of your Loop NFTs in there. As Simon said, the community and then the portfolios as well. So yeah, the app, the mobile app's really cool. And the other thing I'm actually really looking forward to, I've been looking forward to this for quite a while, is actually getting IBC token pairs on our decks. And I think we're pretty close to having that happen. It might seem like a trivial exercise because, you know, we've got lots of other tokens, but the actual IBC tokens on Terra, the way they're the token is built, the contract is built, is different. So obviously we had to kind of rejig our pool contracts in order to...
It comes down to decimals, right? So Terra decimals are different to IBC and Wormhole decimals. And like when it comes to small things like price impact, you know, especially when dealing with like a coin like BTC with such high value and a different decimal, 6 versus 8, then it's just so many issues pop up. So like, for example, when we try and create farming rewards, the next reward also gets impacted by that decimal issue. And then also these IBC tokens, some of them don't have token addresses, just like any other token on Terra. So it's just trying to make sure that it works in all scenarios.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to having like Atom and Osmo and, you know, maybe a couple of other Akash, maybe a couple of other IBC tokens listed and have pools for those. I think they'll be some of the first pools on Terra, first IBC pools on Terra.
They actually are the first IBC.
Yeah, which will be awesome because obviously, you know, there's a ton of liquidity on Osmosis, for example, and hopefully we'll be able to attract some of that liquidity over. I mean, for anyone who's used Osmosis, you know, the Kepler wallet and things, it's not the easiest user experience. So it'll be obviously a lot easier for newbies to be able to purchase and get exposure to those assets directly on Terra rather than having to, you know, set up Kepler and use Osmosis. So yeah, that's probably one of, you know, the things that I'm most looking forward to, I guess, apart from the app obviously coming out in the next few years.
Awesome. That's really exciting. So in true form to how we normally run these AMAs, so we've got a YouTube recording that will be popped up later, but we've also got the Twitter space. What we'll do is we'll run through some of these questions and then at the end we'll open up the floor for Twitter questions. So make sure you stick around and pop up your hand if you've got any questions at the end. So jumping into questions, currently I'm farming B Luna Luna, but because of the lower APR over the last weeks, I consider to switch to Luna X Luna. Before doing that, I was asking myself about ST Luna Luna Farm. It could eventually be interesting too. Can you explain a bit of the difference between those farms and those tokens?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I guess they're all similar in some ways. We're actually talking to Lido are the ones who are responsible for ST Luna and also B Luna as well, actually. The difference with ST Luna, in my opinion, is actually a better token because ST Luna actually accrues value from the staking rewards. Whereas B Luna, you actually have to have the B Luna in your wallet in order to get the rewards, and then you have to go and claim those. And that's actually a bit not the great user experience for users who deposit the B Luna into a pool because it means they're no longer getting the rewards from that B Luna. It means that the smart contract of the pool is getting the rewards from the B Luna. And I know this is a problem that, you know, Astroport's facing as well and that we're also facing in that, you know, that B Luna is accumulating rewards, but it's accumulating rewards to a smart contract. And unfortunately, the smart contract can't claim the rewards. So essentially that yield is being lost. Whereas ST Luna is increasing in value and Luna X is the same. So, you know, they're actually better products, I think. But unfortunately, at the moment, B Luna is what is required for Anchor, for collateral on Anchor. I think Anchor is actually switching over to ST Luna, which is great because then we'll no longer have this problem. And yeah, we're looking forward to getting an ST Luna pool launched in the near future. And hopefully, as I said, maybe even with some rewards from Lido as well. So we'll have a dual incentive pool with them.
Amazing. Looking forward to it. So the community is very excited about the automated buybacks. What issues are preventing the team from implementing them now already?
So good question. We need to turn on the 25% transaction fees on our contracts. So up until now, we've been passing on all of the transaction fees to liquidity providers, again, just to incentivize our liquidity providers to use our platform and obviously to incentivize the new projects that have been using our platform. We wanted to incentivize them and their communities as much as possible. Now that we're established and we've got, you know, good volume, good user base, everything, now we're starting to turn on these 25% fees on specific pools. That's one of the reasons. The other reason is, I don't know if you guys remember, we've been working on Curve V1 and Curve V2 bonding curve upgrades for our contracts to, again, make our contracts more efficient than any other on Terra. Again, we've reverse engineered everything from Curve on ETH and very proud to, you know, release these in the upcoming weeks. Curve V1, our stablecoin contract is done. We're testing that on the testnet now. So stay tuned when you see some stable coin pairs popping up in, you know, 2 weeks or so. So what will happen is we will be offering a opportunity to upgrade, to migrate, right? So when you go to the farming page, you'll be able to see a migrate button if it's applicable to you, if you're in a farm, and if that farm exists in the new farm V3. And if it does, then you click that button, you'll go through a few steps. Step one is to, you know, unfarm, unpool, repool, refarm, cash in your TXVs. You know, a lot of people have been asking, where have all my TXVs gone? How much have I earned? Well, now you'll be able to cash them out during this process and then re-add them to the pool. And then again, just increase your holdings, increase your return. Once that's done, you will then be in the new pool, same TXVs, the 0.3% TXV is the same. However, the gas fees have now gone from 30 cents down to like 5.6 cents. Will be one of the lowest TXVs on Terra, which is amazing. And it's not just for doing swaps, it's for doing any contractual interaction on our platform, farming, staking, everything. Very cool. So what will happen is you will now be in this new pool and the gas fees are lower, TXV is the same. However, now 25% of that 0.3% will go to stakers. And this is the buy pressure we're talking about, one of the many revenues of avenues of buy pressure. And then in your new farming position, you will have two extra buttons, actually three. First button is harvest, so you no longer need to, you know, close your position to cash in your rewards. So you'll be able to harvest after the first week is completed. Then you'll have a second button, which is to enable auto daily compounding. And that's from day one. You don't have to wait for the first week to auto compound your rewards. It's very cool. But by enabling this, you will increase your minimum staking period. We haven't confirmed exactly what period that will be. We'll confirm it soon. And then there's a third button, which is to push your rewards straight to staking. So again, we just want to make this process as easy as possible for you guys. So one button, one click, you choose what staking period you want to go to, 3, 12, or 18 months, and then it'll push your rewards straight to the staking contract. And on top of all of this, we've got an upgrade to the staking contract coming where it will not reset your timer. So if you already have a position in, let's say, the 18-month staking contract, you're 2 months in because you're, you know, one of the first to jump in, then when you add to that position, it will not reset your timer back to 18 months. So this is a very sought after request we've had from the community. We have an incredible amount of Loop already staked. So, you know, we feel as soon as we do this contract upgrade for everyone and make it easier for people to push their rewards to staking, we'll have a lot more in staking, which again, will be topped up by the TXVs that we'll be earning from our new pool contract. So everything will happen in sync. Loop will be being purchased at market with the TXVs. We'll be pushing more rewards to staking contracts, and APRs and APYs will just increase, which is what everyone wants to see, right?
Big time. Love it. So please give us a little bit more explanation on how the NFT marketplace works in terms of buying and rewards.
That's a very general question.
let me break down this question a little bit more because it sounds a little bit vague. So let's go on, you know, how is the NFT marketplace going to work in terms of a general, is it going to work like a general NFT marketplace, or is it going to be a little bit different?
No, definitely not. It's going to be very specialized, at least to begin with. And to begin with, we're literally just going to be focusing on Loop minted NFTs. So there won't be any opportunity to sell NFTs that are minted on other platforms on Loop. And the reason is we want to actually keep this marketplace specific to DeFi NFTs. We don't want it to become just kind of like another NFT marketplace, you know, with just collections of art-based NFTs or meme-based NFTs or any other types of NFTs. I mean, they're all cool, but, you know, obviously there's already marketplaces catering for those. Whereas we're really looking at creating a product which is just DeFi NFTs, which is a sort of a reward NFTs which have some sort of utility attached to them. So usually that is in the form of a token attached to them, which can then be, the NFT can be staked and the token can be claimed over a certain period of time. So these are the two types of, that's the sort of general category of NFTs we're focusing on. And the first two types we'll be offering are the LP NFT bonds. So essentially to mint those, you need to actually first of all create a liquidity position on the DEX, and then using your LP tokens from that, you can mint an NFT. The liquidity gets locked into the DEX permanently, but the owner of the NFT gets to then stake that NFT and claim a reward in tokens over a fixed period of time. So, you know, the LP that they kind of lost by locking it into the DEX gets repaid essentially over a period of time in the tokens from that project. So whether it's in Loop tokens or Whale tokens or Kuji tokens or whatever project's tokens, the LP is being locked up in. So that's the first type. And then the second type is literally just a more simple kind of NFT with a token attached to it. So it's not attached to an LP position. It's just an NFT that you can buy with, you know, US dollars or Luna or Loop. And then again, you stake it and claim the token reward, which is attached to it. So it's a similar sort of yield bearing NFT, but it's not actually attached to liquidity positions like the LP bonds are. So yeah, that's the sort of specific focus of our NFT marketplace is those two types of NFTs.
Because we have so much alpha and, you know, the community is really loving it, we are getting a lot of requests to open it up to, you know, every NFT on Terra. So I don't know, there's a lot of talk there, because all we really have to do is just whitelist certain contracts and then those NFTs will be visible on the platform. So for example, you know, we have a really cool auction functionality. So there's not many places you can auction your NFTs right now, right? So if you wanted to auction, you could, you know, in theory, do it on Loop's NFT marketplace. This is what people have been asking for. So we're thinking about that and potentially looking into maybe a secondary marketplace or a big filter within the Loop's NFT marketplace, where you can go, you know, from DeFi just to general.
The other thing we'll be looking at doing, obviously, is working with existing, because the NFT protocol that we're using, which is Andromeda's NFT protocol, has the ability to kind of wrap NFTs. So essentially, we'll be able to wrap another NFT in one of Andromeda's NFTs, which are, they call them ADOs, which is like an advanced digital object. And you'll be able to wrap like a standard NFT inside one of these and add functionality to it. So we'll be able to take like a Luna Bulls NFT, wrap it in an ADO, and then add like a token yield on top of that, for example. So there's definitely potential there for doing sort of partnerships or collaborations with existing NFT projects. But, you know, we want to kind of keep our product a bit different, a bit, you know, unique in that we're offering sort of these yields on top of NFTs, which at the moment, you know, most standard NFTs don't have.
Yeah, and it can be whatever utility a project wants to do. So it could be, you know, lower transaction fees on our DEX. You know, if you have that NFT in your wallet, then when you interact with the DEX, you'll fall under different rules. So there's so many things we can do with utility NFTs.
Yeah, that's right. We're chatting to different projects as well about, you know, creating specialized utility based on their protocol, how that NFT could then, you know, be used to you know, get more engagement or, you know, get more buy-in from the users and sort of reward early contributors and things like that, you know, then with, you know, access to special features or discounts or whatever it is on their protocol.
Yeah.
So yeah, adding more utility on top of just the token yield.
Exactly. Like I think Luna Launcher, they were looking into creating either LP NFTs or one of the Launchpad NFTs, like you were saying, Tom. And then when staking that, it'll then increase their users' you know, power, and then they will increase in their tiers or something. So very easy to create utility with NFTs. So it's just we're trying to marry two worlds together and come up with a product that you know, we feel has more longevity in the market.
Great, great. So I actually have a wild Maz in the flesh who's just jumping into this call and will be helping with some of the Loop Ventures questions towards the end of this. So I've just added him on Twitter and into the YouTube. So hey, Maz, and we'll keep on with the questions and then we'll jump into the Loop Ventures section.
Thanks. Hey, Maz, how's it going?
Hey, Tom, Simon. Good to see you guys. Yeah, please continue.
Great. Okay, so has the team considered the pros and cons of an interim short staking pool with low APRs, so like a 7-day, for example?
Yeah, we have indeed. This is where Loop X comes into play. Right now it's sitting at 8 weeks. That's just a generalized staking period for these types of, you know, high value, high utility staking tokens. And yeah, again, when you have Loop X, you will have all utility in one place. You know, you'll be able to vote. You'll be able to use that token to interact on other partner platforms. You will receive TX fees. You'll receive other revenues from other different products, you know, for example, like the NFT marketplace. And then, of course, Loop X will appreciate in value against Loop. So one Loop X will receive more than one Loop at the end of the staking period if you do want to cash out. So Loop X will be the fourth Loop staking option. And then, of course, Loop R staking at some stage too.
Right. So it won't replace these pools. It will just be as well as these pools.
Correct. And we're also looking at ways that if you wanted to migrate from one of the other staking pools, you could then migrate to Loop X. You know, we just want to create options for each person. Some people want to open up the platform every day, you know, and compound. Others don't. Others just want to set and forget. So we're just creating, you know, contracts for every scenario.
Great. So is there any ETA on the NFT marketplace?
Not yet.
We don't want to give a specific date. We're actually in beta testing at the moment with that. So we're testing it out internally. We'll probably open it up to public beta, you know, what are we now kind of in? Yeah, I mean, during March sometime, I'd say we'd open it up for public beta. We have a couple of projects who want to launch at the towards the end of March. So we're really hoping to have it, you know, ready to go by then. But, you know, as with all software development, obviously, you know, we're reliant on auditors, which at the moment, the audit process is really slow. You know, obviously, if we find bugs or things like that, we need to deal with those. We're going to get feedback from the public as well, which we'll need to sort of take into account and iterate on. So, you know, obviously, yeah, it's a floating target at this stage. But yeah, to give everyone an idea, we're in beta testing and we're auditing some of the contracts as well already. So we are looking hopefully to launch something by the end of March. But, you know, don't set that date in stone because, you know, things can get pushed out for external reasons.
It's not just an NFT marketplace, don't forget. This thing's a beast. You know, it's got, you can mint your own NFT, like Tom was saying. You can wrap an NFT. You can mint an LP NFT using LP tokens. You can purchase at market. You can auction. There are two different types of launchpad options. So this thing is a behemoth.
It's going to be huge. I've been looking at the, it's almost like an SDK, right? Of some shape or form.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it takes a lot of work. It's never been done really. It's very high in DeFi NFT. So it's going to take a little bit of time.
And Simon, you were saying before, so because it's a protocol, artists on Terra that are looking for smart contract devs right now, because they want to create utility with the NFTs are struggling to find the devs. One, because we've got most of them, but two, because there aren't many, right? So now they won't have to. Now they'll just be able to use a protocol, get it done within minutes, and then everyone's happy, right?
Yeah, actually, and some of the features, I mean, it's not only what we're building as well, it's also what Andromeda is building, and that's why, you know, we're really excited to be working with them, because what they're building is they're actually building a bunch of modules that can be plugged into NFTs. So, you know, if you want a commission structure, you can create like a very complicated commission structure and plug that into an NFT where it pays out to 20 different wallets every time this NFT gets sold. They'll be also creating other DeFi modules, like it'll plug into maybe like an Anchor deposit or something like that, or a Mars position, or, you know, so they're actually creating these modules, which in the end will enable users to just come along and mint an NFT, but then select from whatever modules they want to add to that NFT. And then obviously whatever parameters they want to add to each of those modules can also be added, and to create kind of like these really custom, you know, custom-built DeFi NFTs, essentially, with you know, a ton of utility just like straight out of the box, and anyone will be able to mint these types of NFTs. So, you know, it's obviously not only the functionality that we're bringing ourselves, but then what Andromeda is working on as well is also really cool.
That's insane. We should actually offer that to IBC tokens. Go cross-chain and offer them.
Yeah, we probably will.
Cross-chain and offer them some.
Yeah, they're actually looking at going cross-chain, I think, you know, fairly quickly. So in fact, I think they're already working on some cross-chain functionality. So it might not be long. Awesome.
So any news on some of these NFT projects that will be the first to mint on the marketplace?
I think we've covered this in last week. I don't think there's anything new, but so far we're working with Lunaverse, we're working with White Whale, and we're working with Lunart, which will obviously, they'll be the first sort of three apart from our own Spaced Apes. Obviously as well. I've got a call next week, the Lunar Bulls. So, you know,
Lunar Launcher.
Maybe something will come of that. We've got Lunar Launcher, obviously, you know, partnership there. So yeah, I mean, there's a few different projects sort of in the pipeline who we're hoping to be able to work with.
Cool. Exciting. So any chance Loop is looking to develop a Zap function for the LP tokens? And just expand on that for maybe those that don't know that, because that question is vague.
Yeah, look, we're actually building more than a Zap function. We're actually building a whole farming wizard. And what that will enable you to do is it will enable you to first choose the pool or the farm that you want to go into. So say I want to go into the Luna UST farm. And then the next stage will be choosing which tokens that you have in your wallet you want to auto-convert into that pool. So I could choose my Loop, I could choose my, you know, my Kuji and my Ankh, say, and I could max out all three of them and say 100%. And I could go, okay, turn 100% of those three tokens into 50% Luna and 50% UST, and then put it into the pool, put it into the farm automatically. So essentially it will enable you to sort of, you know, auto-convert your tokens. Or I can just start with UST. I can go, okay, take my UST, convert it into Luna and UST, and then put it into the pool and into the farm. So it'll be just kind of like a wizard. You know, there'll be a couple of steps to the process, but it'll make it super easy for anyone to deposit into any farm, you know, with just a few clicks and from any asset. Not just, they won't have to have those assets, you know, already in their wallet.
Yeah, we've actually repurposed that farming wizard that we built a while ago for the migration into the new farming V3. The only reason why we haven't pushed, you know, these awesome new features that we've had for a while now is because of mental stability, basically, right? So we are one of the biggest and most hardest users of that poor mental server. Which keeps getting smashed, as some of you may have seen last night with the Lunar launch, with the Lunaverse launch, with the first pool to have it, the first pool on our decks was where you could buy LUV tokens. So what's happening now is we are very, very quickly, as quick as possible, moving away from Mantle and going onto subquery, pretty much, where one, the loading speeds will be a lot quicker. Two, we won't have failed loading attempts. You know, like sometimes, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but you'll get halfway through loading your page and you might have a bunch of assets and positions, and then we'll just stop getting a response from Mantle server and it'll stop loading halfway through and you have to refresh for it to load the rest. So things like that, very much looking forward to, you know, finally all of the stability issues that anyone may have been experiencing, it's from that. That'll go away. Speed will increase a lot more, and then we'll start bringing you guys more rich data. So we've been wanting to enable trading view charts where you can see candles and start, you know, adding Bollinger Bands, whatever. That will all come once we migrate from Mantle to Subgraph. So yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Sure, it makes your job a lot easier.
Everyone's.
For sure. I love that. So I'd love to hear more about the functionality of the Loop wallet versus the Leap wallet.
Leap wallet at the moment is just a Chrome extension, and Loop wallet is a mobile app. So that's obviously the main, you know, the main difference to start with. Quite a large one. We're not looking at building a Chrome extension in the near future. I mean, it's definitely something we've got on our roadmap, but it's not a high priority at the moment. I mean, that's obviously part of the difference. And then the mobile wallet, as we discussed before, I think we went through the, you know, the range of features that that's going to offer, which are quite different from the features of Leap. So
yeah, community, NFTs, graphs, whole portfolio summaries, you know, dollar values for each coin in your wallet, overall price of coin in your wallet. Basically, instead of going to, you know, CoinMarketCap, CoinGecko, and just hitting the refresh, hopefully you'll be going to the Loop app and doing the same thing. Looks better experience, and you're able to interact with your assets there, obviously.
Damn, spend enough time on my phone. I just wanted to touch on real quick, just because I know you brought up the Farming Wizard and you brought up the wallet app and you brought out a couple, you know, we've talked a lot about these different pieces and talking about like interconnecting and working towards what the vision for Loop is and the mission for Loop, which is, you know, onboarding people from the mainstream into crypto. So can you touch a little bit on about how that, you know, all ties together in terms of making the user experiences, you know, easy as possible for beginners and having the community page and having a wallet app and all this sort of stuff?
Well, that's where Learn comes in, right? But yeah, right now we've built the platform with all the functionalities that, you know, most of us can dream of. We're also in the process of simplifying the UI, like you were saying. So when we do have new people coming in through our many funnels, like Loop Learn, that's one of the biggest ones, then they will be able to go through that beautiful, simple, clean process. And as they learn more, then they can flick that advanced switch and then have access to all the extra functionalities that all of us degens love and have built, right? So that's the plan for the DEX. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to open up a bounty for any awesome designers that can design that simple view. So the V2 DEX will slowly be rolled out. You'll start to see like the new portfolio screen, the new dashboard screen, the new pool screen is actually very cool. That's my favorite one. But as you see these new screens being rolled out, you'll see that there's a lot of data. There's a lot of information there. So a lot of the feedback we got from the previous bounty was that they think as new people come into the platform, they want that simple view, like you were saying, Simon. So this new bounty is just going to open up, you know, the floor to any awesome designer out there just to quickly design that super simple process, which will be on the app too. Again, like you were saying, all of our platforms are, you know, interconnected. So if someone wants to view their LP NFTs, they'll see it on the DEX, you know, they'll see it on the app, they'll see it on our web app or our Chrome extension in the future if we develop that. So if you want to jump to the DEX from Loop Learn or from the NFT marketplace, you can. You know, everything is going to be intertwined from a simple view and then an advanced view.
Big time. And I think now that we've got platforms like Kato and Alice and stuff coming, users won't have to really go to DEX to centralized exchanges anymore. You know, if we build out that functionality to be super simple and user-friendly, and I think this is Terra in general, having really clean UI, users can go through Loop Learn and they don't even have to interact with Binance or Coinbase or any of these custodial platforms. They'll be able to onboard funds straight to Terra Station wallet, use the farms, the yields, the swaps, you know, cross-chain pairs, and, you know, go straight to DeFi. And I think that's powerful.
100%. Yeah, that's the aim, right, obviously, is to allow everyone to do that really easily.
Big time. Just one last question is to do well, more of an announcement as well around Lunaverse. We now have Lunaverse Farms on the Loop DEX. I know that launched yesterday. Can you touch on that a little bit and what those farms, I know they're dual rewards, if you could touch on that just a little bit.
Exactly, yeah. There's Loop and LUV rewards on the farm. And when I went to bed at 4 a.m., the APR was around 50,000 plus still. So I'll check it now, but definitely a farm that's worth jumping into right now.
And that's a dual reward farm, right? So LUV and Loop?
Exactly. It's with LUV and Loop tokens. Yeah, 100%.
Great. Awesome. So that's our questions. Oh, no, now we've got a Loop Ventures section. So we've got Maz here that's been who's jumped on and has been very quiet, just sitting in the background. For those that actually don't know Maz, Maz is the CEO of Loop Ventures, which is the investment and incubating arm of Loop Finance, which is connected, but is also a little bit like a sister company that is the aim is to help partner with projects and help partners help projects launch on Terra. Maz has got a really extensive background in the startup world and the VC world. So very, very knowledgeable, history in working in banks and all this sort of stuff as well. So great person to have, and they're doing some great things to bring some incredible projects to Terra and help them launch on Loop Finance and stuff. So Maz, you're on the call. I've got a couple questions for you in regards to Loop Ventures, just providing an update. So it seems that there's a lot going on behind the scenes. Can you give us a scope of the timelines for your partner raises real quick?
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Simon, for the intro. There's actually quite a lot going on behind the scenes. I think I'll probably focus on the top three things. One is we have Lunite that's out in the public now. And the public sale is actually open, for those that don't know, on Valkyrie. So Loop Ventures will actually got a partnership with Valkyrie, but we're establishing partnerships with all the other launchpads. I'll talk about that in a moment. So Luna is out now, and I think the timelines for the others that are coming out, every couple of weeks you'll start to see other projects that complete their private rounds where they're in discussions with investors, getting agreements signed and things like that. And then you'll start to see each of these projects available on various launch pads. And we choose the launch pads depending on what will give the projects the best exposure and the best opportunity to get the right types of investors and the right type of public involved who are interested in their project. For example, Luna, they're obviously an NFT protocol, which onboards new artists that want to come through. There's governance involved and there's a marketplace involved there as well. So there's so I guess that's the one. Number two, we're actually updating our private investor portal to actually make it open so that there is a retail or public investor component as well. We're building up the UI for that, where anyone that is interested in keeping a track of all the public launchpads that are open and keeping up to date with other information announcements, they'll be able to get that directly from the portal as well. So it's actually going to be open to everyone. It's not just dedicated to a public platform, because we've had some feedback from the community that they'd like to join, and we've actually got a lot of people. So you can go to loopventures.io right now to register as a user. And as soon as we have the portal live within a week or so, you'll then be migrated directly into the portal where you get a few other features and functionality to be able to access the public raises. And the third thing is that's exciting, I think, related to Lunaverse as well. Lunaverse is one of our original first partnerships when Loop Ventures was kind of working behind the scenes. So it's really great to see them get onto the decks now. So that kind of is, one of the biggest, advantages of having a DEX behind a company, venture company that actually helps projects to launch. It's not just about the money. It's not just about the debt. It's about ongoing and how we can support these companies. So, yeah, those are the three things that are probably the most exciting. That's
a big scope, and there's a lot going on. So many people see the surface. They don't see how many layers deep this goes. Can you talk about the service you provide to your partner projects?
Yeah, so one thing too, and I think I was just touching on that just a moment ago, is that, We're not just an investment or a capital raise company. It's what we want to be able to do is ensure that the projects that we do allow into the incubator, that they get support along the way, every way. Some projects you'll have just dev capability where they need the assistance of, how do you actually raise capital, how do you do the marketing? And other companies, they've got an amazing idea, but they don't actually have dev resources. And, how do you even begin working on things like that? In fact, we are currently under an NDA with one of the largest wholesale energy carbon credit providers. And, they're obviously at the top of their game. But when it comes to establishing a DAO or releasing a token on how to do it right, how to do it appropriately so that token creates value over time, that's what we do. So if you have a look at the website, it's kind of an end-to-end solution, but it's really we hone in on innovative projects and where they need help. And that's where we jump in to help and stay along the way the whole time through all the ups, all the downs, all the excitement.
The cycles of crypto. Are you currently accepting new project applications?
We're not actually because, we've just been inundated. We're already getting a few projects every week that were hitting us up before we even launched our website with zero marketing. And after we launched the website, we've just had an influx of a lot of other projects reaching out. And at the moment, we're really focused on helping these projects that we currently have to get to that raise stage and then launching them as well and doing the public token sale. So we're going to be opening them up I'd say in the next few weeks. And we will send an announcement out and I'll announce it in the AMA as well. The other thing is I think, Loop Ventures will start to soon have our AMAs as well. So you can follow us on Twitter to see those announcements as to when we get those AMAs up and running, where we'll really be talking about not just the projects. I mean, we'll obviously have all the projects that we have live at the moment so they can talk about the details of their projects. But we want to start talking about the principles of having a successful project, number one, also the principles of what makes a successful capital raise, and also talking about, we'll have guest speakers of, large VC companies and guests that actually talk about what are they interested in, and what do they look for when they invest, and things like tokenomics and tokenomics models. So I think, really providing that education for the community, whether you're an investor or a project or just kind of getting started into understanding the Terra ecosystem. So majority of that AMA will be there. There'll be lots of questions. People have the opportunity to ask questions, and we will at least have one of our projects that actually discuss what their model is, what their solution is, and be able to answer questions on that. So that's coming up soon.
Great. Awesome. Exciting. Are there any specific type of projects that you're looking to incubate? Like, what if they don't have any ideas about anything dev-related?
Yeah, we're totally fine with that. In fact, we've taken on a couple of projects like that because what we're really looking for, number one, first and foremost, is the experience of the founders. Is it just an idea that they've come up with, in a field that they don't have experience with, or is it something that they've got a lot of experience with and they've come up with an idea because they've seen that in their field there's a problem to be solved or there's a gap in the market or, with innovating on the blockchain of doing something in a different way where in the fiat world, the traditional world, it was not feasible. And kind of that's what blockchain avails. So we're definitely very open to speaking to people who don't have the experience in blockchain or don't have the experience in technology. As long as the founders have good expertise in their subject matter, we'd love to speak to them. It could be any stage of the idea, but I think for me, number one is the experience of the founders. And number two is that there's some actual thought put to the idea. It doesn't have to be a full-fledged pitch deck, but there needs to be some sort of cohesive thought process and logical process in terms of why this idea it solves a problem.
Great. Thanks for your time on these questions. We're going to move over to Twitter soon. But just before we close, if you guys could just give a little bit of a touch on, obviously it's been a couple of rough weeks in the market. The Ukraine war going on has, really impacted, the market in a way. But we seem to be bouncing back as well as we speak today. So I'd like a little bit of your thoughts, and none of this is obviously financial advice and it's just predictions. What are your thoughts about the future of the Terra market in general and the impact on that?
I personally think, of course there are things going, unfortunately, things like the Russia-Ukraine situation, other things around the world, obviously, the financial, global economy. But I guess my personal view is that crypto is so early, we're so early in crypto. It's such a small market still, and it has so much room for growth. Once we sort of really hit that exponential growth growth sort of phase, which you see with any new technology, right? Obviously there's a long sort of incubation period And then there's just literally this line just almost, you know, straight up. And, you know, it happened to the vacuum cleaner. It happened to the refrigerator. I mean, it's not limited just to software products. This is any new technology. Once it kind of starts getting real traction and starts getting mass adoption, the growth, you know, the growth spurt is just crazy. And I think we haven't really seen that with crypto yet. And I feel like we're on the verge of that, or that maybe we're already at the very sort of early stages of that. And I guess once that happens, nothing is going to stop it. You know what I mean? Even if like there's sort of, you know, even if there's sort of worse situations going on around the world, I think just the sheer power behind that growth curve is going to pretty much outstrip any other obstacles. And I'm not saying it's not going to be impacted in some way. Of course it will. But yeah, I think that I think also crypto is not just going to take over from the financial system. Crypto and blockchain is going to take over from the software, essentially the existing software, or sort of software as a service or platform type, you know, like platforms like Facebook or Google or Amazon. You know, all of these platforms are sort of, they generate so much revenue and there's so much value there, but at the end of the day, all of that value just goes back to the shareholders and to the company, whereas obviously crypto, it kind of democratizes value accrual in a way, and it allows all the participants to become sort of part owners in a way of that particular platform or protocol. And I think this idea is so novel and so powerful that it's going to take over from these existing software, you know, companies and platforms which have sort of dominated Web 2. And so we're talking about like a dual, you know, we're talking about taking over the existing financial system, but also taking over the existing sort of Web 2, you know, the current Web 2 kind of dictatorship, I guess you could almost say that, or, you know, a set of dictatorships that like that these companies have. And yeah, I think, you know, that's going to outperform. It's an asset that's going to outperform regardless of, you know, what's going on in the rest of the world for those reasons. But that's just my opinion. Please don't take that as financial advice. Maybe it's just my hopeful thinking, but yeah, that's how I see it.
For sure. And I mean, as well, like think of it, like fundamentals, and it's really interesting the balance between fundamentals and price. It's like this funny pendulum that you can have, you know, really, really good value in something and the price can be really low, or you can have no value in something and the price be really high. Sometimes there's a delay in fundamentals and it's not always, you know, coupled to each other. So, it's interesting.
Exactly. And I feel like that's where we're at with crypto. So, yeah.
You're building the substructure, and then when the value really comes, your infrastructure is all in place.
Exactly.
Cool, guys. I think this is it for the YouTube recording. Unless you guys have anything last to add for this recording, we'll jump over to Twitter. So pop up your hands and your requests on the Twitter, and we'll be taking questions from the floor there. So thanks guys for jumping on, for those on the YouTube, and we'll catch you on the next AMA.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Great, guys. We are on the Twitter spaces now. So if you have any questions for any of the team, just pop up a request and we'll bring you up to speak. Just give it a couple minutes.
Everyone's shy this week. Anyone got any questions, guys?
Luna's killing it, actually.
Yeah.
What's that? Luna's gone nuts, exactly. Luna's not worrying about the global financial crisis or the possibility of World War III.
The decoupling they're talking about.
Luna's just doing its own thing. Yeah, Luna's going to decouple from the rest of the world before anything else does, before Bitcoin does.
Well, it's backed by Bitcoin now, right?
Well, partly, I guess. Yeah, that's true. I think that's probably causing part of this spurt, actually, this growth spurt, is that, you know, a lot of people worried about sort of UST losing its peg, and now obviously with, you know, $1 billion of backing, that kind of FUD has pretty much disappeared. So
yeah,
obviously it's, you know, creating a an upsurge in the
price. I think the biggest buy signal, the real big buy signal is the fact that Jump Capital and stuff bought like $1 billion worth of Luna at $51, which shows you that like when those big institutions that know what's happening buy a large amount for, you know, $51, you know that's pretty much going to be the floor, right?
Exactly. Not only they know what's happening, but they well, like, you know, they have, you know, give a particular token a lot of sort of extra power through, you know, through investments, strategic investments, through building out products, through, you know, a whole range of ways they can actually help to increase the value of these tokens. So, you know, they buy in and then they sort of work to increase the value of their new assets. So obviously that's going to help as well. Anyway, it looks like we've got Ryan here. Ryan, how's it going? Nice to see you as always.
Hey guys, thank you very much. Quick question for Simon.
Sure.
Regarding kind of the analytics as far as like unique users, what are you guys seeing as far as activity, even like activity on the Loop Learn site?
Yeah, a very good question. Tom's actually more.
Yeah, we get, I guess, you know, just on average, we get sort of between 5,000 and 10,000 users, like unique users a day to our platform. So, you know, that's fantastic. I'd say probably 75% of those are using the DEX. Around about 25 to 30% use the community. And so far we've seen, you know, we've seen quite a good uptick in terms of Loop Learn. A lot of people have been visiting the Loop Learn site. And I think, you know, we're going to obviously just see that increase as we have more and more videos on that site. So yeah, that gives you just a brief, I guess, idea of how much traffic we're getting to the site. A lot of the traffic is direct, you know, people just coming direct to the site, but then we get a ton of organic traffic through Google as well. And obviously through, you know, that's probably where most of our new traffic comes from. We do work hard on SEO, and we've got all these great, you know, article writers who are creating really sort of SEO worthy content, which is great. And then obviously through Twitter as well, we get a ton of traffic through there as well. So yeah, that's just a bit of a breakdown on the analytics side.
Do you know any good websites where you could see that, see those analytics?
Yeah.
Well, Google Analytics, obviously, that's where we get them from, but not everyone could, like, obviously other people
I'll send
can't
you a link.
See our Google
I'll
Analytics.
I'll send you a link, Ryan. There was a page before that gives you like a brief understanding of the kind of traffic that you get on the site and stuff. I think it was like 600. I think we get about 400,000 or 600,000 users a month or something like that. I don't know how accurate those sites are, but I can send you a link of that.
Cool. Thank you.
As far as Loop Learn as well, just real quick, we had some server issues the last couple of days as well. So if those may have jumped in and found that the site was down or that, you know, some of the courses were missing, you know, that's been worked on and fixed. We're migrating servers and having some issues, so just keep that in mind as well.
Sure. Yeah, we're actually having quite a few issues with the site in general at the moment, and I think a lot of those are due to the Mantle server actually. So we're really looking forward to getting off, no longer using the Mantle server, and I think TFL is not even going to keep updating or maintaining Mantle server either. So that will fix, obviously, a lot of the loading issues that you see on the DEX, which is when it's trying to fetch data and can't for some reason or another. Anyway, it looks like we've got another speaker here, the Lethro Lenti. Nice name. How's it going?
Hey, good. How you doing, Tom?
Great. How can we help?
Hey, thanks for having me. Just a question and then wondering your thoughts. One is, are you guys going to add the Y-Luna, P-Luna to the DEX? And then the second question would be, is if any guys want to answer or comment on, is what do you think about the refraction of Luna and the value of both tokens?
Yeah, look, I don't think at this stage we're not going to add it. I guess we don't necessarily want to split the liquidity up. You know, Prism's got their own DEX that they're running in the background. We have been chatting to them about potentially moving their pools, migrating their pools over onto Loop. So that is a possibility. But whether we'll actually create pools ourselves, we probably certainly will. But yeah, as I said, at the moment, obviously it would just be kind of splitting up the liquidity on Prism. And most people prefer to trade those assets, I think, directly through the Prism UI. And they've got, you know, their own swap, obviously their own swap functionality and everything on the UI there. As far as the actual value of those assets, look, I haven't
personally looked into it deeply enough. I know a lot of people have, you know, and I've been meaning to. It's been one of those many things on my radar to kind of do a deep dive into, you know, how the value works, but and, you know, what potential value each of them has. But it's not something that I've had time for, unfortunately. So, yeah, maybe you can tell us a bit more. Do you sort of have a view on that, on how the P and the Y Luna, you know, might, like what the different values of those sort of should be or might be over time?
Yeah, I'm still trying to understand it. I'm kind of – the thesis I'm running around in my head is maybe the P Luna – is a more valuable token in a bull market, and the Y Luna is a more valuable token in a bear market, just because the yield doesn't go up with the price as Luna goes up. It actually goes down. So it seemed to me you want to, in a bull market, when the price of Luna is going up, you want to hold the P Luna token. But I could be wrong. There's a lot of, you know, stuff on Twitter saying, hey, you know, the P Luna is really not worth anything other than it's, you know, you can connect it back to Y Luna to get to Luna. And that's really the only value it holds.
I think they haven't, from my understanding, they haven't actually activated one of the functions of P Luna. Is that correct? In that there's like supposed to be some kind of a time lock, or it's more, becomes more like an option or something like that. I don't know how exactly it was going to work, but from what I understood, they haven't actually sort of fully made the full use of the P Luna's potential yet. But look, that was just from something I read briefly, so I'm no expert on the topic by any means.
I see. Yeah, that'd be interesting. Hey, thanks for your time. Great job, guys, on the loop. It's really, really awesome. I hope you guys get a little more credit. You know, I think you guys are doing a great job. So keep it up.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, we have Pruseth.
Pruseth, how's it going? Is that ETH in your name as in Ethereum, or is that just the end of the name?
Not sure.
Should you be have to take job. Yourself off mute.
Yeah, take your... Prust off ETH or Pruseth.
Pruseth, nope. Not coming on for some reason. Any other questions, guys, before we wrap up today?
Any contributors? Put some of you guys on the spot.
Seems like everyone, no one's got any questions. Well, thank you so much, guys. It's been great. We're a day late this week. We weren't actually going to do this AMA, but, you know, we had some requests from the community that, you know, in the most difficult times, we should be obviously here answering questions and telling everyone what's going on. So here we are, but next week we'll be back same time as usual, Friday our time, probably Thursday for a lot of you guys. And yeah, in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter or Telegram if you've got any questions, and keep an eye out on the Loop platform for some cool updates coming in the next week. And we'll see you soon. Yep,
and of course the market's green because of our AMA. So enjoy.
Exactly. All right. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the weekly AMA with the Loop co-founders, recorded on Friday, February 25th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. They say rapping is the gateway, bringing home great pay. Checking that replay, sing along and we say nobody gives a fuck around my way. I make about $3 for every 1,000 plays, so add it up and do the math on that. Financially speaking, why the fuck would anybody want to rap? But in this reality, the money comes from doing shows. But then where's the money go when you can't do the shows? I guess you could rap on Cameo. I've been asking all my friends if I can rap on the patio. 6 feet, motherfucker, step the fuck back. Doing a little magic, pulling rabbits out the rucksack. Not everybody's always in it for the money. Looking like another crooked Sunday and I'm working Monday. So you know I ain't stressing, left debating great methods. Amazed to play Inception, the bass stay blessed.
See, even with these huge sums of overall royalties, huge sums of money that go to the record label per playback can seem insultingly small. Many rights holders are making around $0.75 each time a band listens to one of their tracks, leaving only some portion of that for the actual artist. Pennies per play. Until they can figure out how to turn a profit, their future will always be in question. But for now, investors see enough potential to continue to fund pennies per play.
Another day, another lesson. Living in the eighth dimension might be worth a little mention. Living in the Great Depression, got a real regal feel. Reeling in another sucker fish out to make a deal, just to make a motherfucker wish. Aw shit, now you only got two left. You know what I wish? We didn't have any loose ends. You know what I miss? Listening to excuses. Now we're on the fence like we forgot how to choose. That's what happens when people don't know what's true. In the dark, eating bullshit up like a mushroom. In the lunchroom, just trying to laugh it off. Meanwhile, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. Like a fake mating call at the zoo. It's looking like the view is getting disappointed too. I'm working on the new shit, trying to produce it. It's what I'm willing to go through when I'm making my music. Spaces.